Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning, and it's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Paul Parent. Now get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook, because it's time to solve your garden problems. To join the Paul Parent Garden Club, all you have to do is call this toll-free number, 1-800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. And now your host, Paul Parent.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them bloom for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Well, good morning. And welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Happy New Year for those of you that are just joining us. This is the beginning of our new gardening season, a time of the year where we concentrate on our indoor plants and begin to plan for the outside gardens. In the first couple of hours today, we've talked about trying a new annual, a new vegetable, a new perennial for your garden. Get some of the garden chores that you've been putting to one side and really haven't finished them. That's your New Year's resolution. Try something new and get the projects that you started. Get those finished. Well, as I mentioned during the program, the travel agency was able to pick up half a dozen additional rooms for those of you that were thinking about joining us to Ireland this year, because I had planned today to tell you that the trip was basically sold out, and that there was no more room available. Well, before Christmas, they were able to find some additional rooms, so that if you would like to join us, we now have space for you. And to tell you a little bit about Ireland and what you're going to see, Nina and Paul Largay are going to join us this morning to tell you about Ireland. It's not just the gardens. Yes, the gardens are the main point for the tour, but the cities and the countryside is what a lot of you would like to see. And I think if you knew more about that, it may help you to decide or not. So joining us this morning, Nina and Paul from Largay Travel. Good morning, guys. Paul, are you there? Nina?
I'm here.
Good morning.
Good morning.
I was telling our listeners how you were able to find some additional rooms, and trying to find additional rooms for a trip that far in advance can be a major problem, and how fortunate we were that you were able to find that. So that
we
could
have
additional.
Well, we were very excited, Paul, because, you know, right before the holidays, a lot of your loyal listeners decided literally and figuratively to put you under the tree. So we had a big rush right during the holidays of people gifting this wonderful garden tour of Ireland to their respective spouses. And as you had just indicated a minute ago, we were concerned that perhaps we had reached maximum capacity, but we were able, through hook or crook, to be able to get a few more rooms. And we just wanted to come on this morning and just let people know that if they're truly interested in joining you and your lovely bride, Chris, over in one of my favorite places in the world, Ireland, there's no time like the present. And, you know, without getting up like the Irish do on their soapbox, Paul, you know, Paul, but maybe your listeners don't know, that I've been doing this for 30 years, and I do some really interesting things. I send people to space. I do treks with Buddhist monks, and I trek Bengal tigers on elephant back. I do some really magical activities and go to some really exciting venues. But I will tell you, maybe a little bit because of my Irish heritage and background, I always find myself coming back to Ireland because it's such a magical destination. And, you know, when we were putting this together with you, we said that there were two components that we really wanted to incorporate in it. We obviously because of you and Chris, wanted to incorporate some of the most wonderful gardens that were available over there, but not really to the exclusion of the balance of the wonderful country of Ireland. And, you know, we have a number of couples that are going that both parties are very interested in gardens, and then there are some that one spouse is more interested in the gardening aspect of it, but the other is perhaps interested in what the country has to offer. And I think the way that we have set this up, we've sort of set it up like a horseshoe tour, where you start out in the western section of the country, you go southwest, then you go along the southern border, and then end up in Dublin. And, you know, I think what's so magical about Ireland is that, number one, it's a very safe destination. It's very clean. There are no language barriers. It's very historic. And I think the people of Ireland are what make it so magical to me, is every one of the people that I meet when I get off the plane really appears as if they're from the Chamber of Commerce. They will talk the spots off any wall. Their humor is relentless, and they really are, all of them, like goodwill ambassadors. And it really is just such an inviting, such a magical destination that is so incredibly scenic. And Mina's going, well, listen, the Irish are, you know, going on and on and on. They're not giving me 2 seconds worth. Mina, do you want to say something?
No, Paul, I have to say, I know you're Irish, and Paul loves to talk, and I thought the Italians were the only ones that loved to talk, but if his hands could be flaring right now, you can see that.
Well, you know, and I owe a lot of credit, and the Irish seldom give others besides themselves the credit for it, but I think that this has really been a cooperative effort because we had Paul's input, and if you go on to Paul's website and you see the link that his bride Chris has put together. I mean, all of the details with regards to the towns and the hotels and the highlights are all in there. But it's a program that really will incorporate all of the highlights of Ireland, and it's done at a leisurely pace. We're going to be there for 8 nights, but we've selected 4 different, if you will, hub and spoke arrangements, so that we're not like the old tour, it's Tuesday, it must be Brussels, that you'll have a chance to have organized activities. You'll have 2 night stays so that you really get a chance to absorb the local culture and the beautiful scenery in addition to the gardens. And what we've also done is we've allowed you free time on your own, so that if people want to sort of customize their programs, because there may be a particular point of interest in one of these areas that they want to explore independent of the group, we've given time for that as well. So it's a wonderful skeletal framework and organization that will take you to some of the most magical destinations and gardens in Ireland. But you also have the flexibility and some downtime because of these 2 night stays at the 4 different locations that you can sort of freelance it to a certain degree and still feel like you're part of this group.
Now, one of the towns that we're staying at, I've had friends that spent some time in Galway, and they just love that city. They love the countryside around it. Can you tell our listeners about Galway, Paul?
Well, Galway is it's a city of about 70,000 people. And Erie Square, which is right where our hotel is going to be, is just a sort of a cornucopia of historic, wonderful artisans, wonderful boutiques, fabulous sort of melting pot of tourism. And it's an area where one of the things that Irish people are obviously famous for is the lightning rod over there is a good Guinness stout, and the pubs that you will find right in the area, in this vicinity where we're going to be in Galway, you just won't have sufficient time to take them all in. And I think that's one of the key things when you go to Ireland, whether you drink or not, you've got to spend some quality time, and that could be anywhere from an hour to a day and a half, just being in the pubs. And Paul, you know, you will see such a wonderful cross-section of Irish society. You'll see IBM executives right at the same pub, sitting at the same bar with the guy that's taking out the trash, and not to say one is any more important than the other, but they all come in there just kind of like I am here, up on their soapbox, and it's kind of like a round-robin derby that only seems to exaggerate itself as the Guinness starts to pour. And as I said, one of the key things about this area, especially in Galway, is it's pedestrian in the sense that you don't need a car to get around because everything that you would want to see is really within walking distance. And as much as you're sitting in a city, the entire perimeter of the region is probably one of the most scenic, beautiful venues that you sort of sit in this little valley and you look out and you've got this gorgeous countryside outside the city, and yet everything that you would want to possibly see is happening right within walking distance of your hotel. And I mean, it's the best of both worlds because it's sort of a combination of an urban as well as a rural environment. And again, Paul, I guess, you know, in this day and age, you're always concerned about personal safety. You know, first of all, the most important thing is common sense, regardless of where you go. But if you use common sense.
Paul, hold on a second. We're coming up on a break. When we come back, we'll talk a little bit more about Ireland and the gardens. A garden is a friend that you can visit at any time. Gardens require planning and cultivation, and they will yield beauty and joy. This winter, plan out your garden with the new Garden Journal. This is a 3-year journal that has space to record problems like insects, diseases, weather, and new plants. Record what you did to solve the problem and what you used. Also, space to list the plants that you want to try in your garden this year. Lots of graph paper and plant labels included. Go to www.paulparent.com to see the Garden Journal. It will make a great present for your family, friends, birthdays, new homes, or even for yourself. Go to www.paulparent.com and check it out. The cost is $29.95, shipped to you or a friend. I will also autograph it if you want. That's www.paulparent.com, the Garden Journal. It will tell you about last year's problems and help you to prevent them before they begin this year. Plants like water. Plants like the sun. But plants love food. That's right, food. When did you feed your plants last? This winter, feed them with Miracle-Gro every 2 weeks. Stronger roots, greener foliage, and more flowers with Miracle-Gro fertilizer. Miracle-Gro has everything your plants will need to survive the long winter. When you repot them, be sure to use Miracle-Gro moisture control potting soil. And watch your plants grow this winter when you feed them with Miracle-Gro.
Visit the best gardens in Ireland with Paul Parent next spring from May 12th to the 21st and see why Ireland is so green and beautiful. Call 800-322-9481. That's 800-322-9481. Or visit paulparent.com and click on the Gardens of Ireland. That's 800-322-9481.
My wild Irish rose.
If the cost of your prescriptions are getting out of control, you want to listen carefully to this. RxDrugCard.com is a simple, innovative program designed to give individuals the same purchasing power as large HMOs and insurance companies. As a member of RxDrugCard.com, you'll enjoy savings of up to 80% on all prescription medications at over 52,000 USA pharmacies, including Walmart, Walgreens, and Eckerd's. Don't risk ruining your health by using cheap, counterfeit, foreign drugs. This program provides savings on safe, genuine, FDA-approved medications with low membership fees, unlimited use, no age or income requirements, and coverage for all pre-existing conditions. RxDrugCard.com is an absolute must for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. Enroll today for as little as $4.50 per month at www.RxDrugCard.com and start saving immediately. RxDrugCard.com is backed by a 30-day money-back guarantee. Visit RxDrugCard.com or call 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
What if you could enjoy a refreshing cigarette without worrying about your health? Great news! Now you can enjoy everything you love about a cigarette without everything you hate. It's called the VaporMate e-cig, and it's made by Smokeaway, so you know it's good. VaporMate utilizes patented microelectronic technology that mixes rich tobacco flavor with harmless water vapor. It tastes like a cigarette, smokes like a cigarette, and best of all, it calms you down like a cigarette should. And if you call in the next 30 minutes, we'll give you your VaporMate e-cig kit valued at $129 free. No more secondhand smoke, smelly clothes, hacking and coughing. Just the great flavor and calming sensation of a real cigarette you can smoke anywhere. Claim your VaporMate when you get your tobacco-flavored filters free. A $129 value, yours free. Imagine the money you'll save each month. But you must call now.
Call 800-540-7570. That's 800-540-7570. Again, 1-800-540-7570.
Well, good morning, and welcome back to the Paul Parent Gun Club. We're talking with Mina. She is in charge of putting on groups for Largay Travel, and Paul Largay, the owner of Largay Travel. And we're talking a little bit about Ireland. Now Mina, as a woman traveling, tell us what you feel about Ireland, because I know you've been there. You love that country. What are your favorite things to see and do there?
Well, could we censor this?
Believe me, it's a family show.
No, actually, I have been to Ireland. I was fortunate enough to host a group like yourself, and I have to say, I felt completely safe. I've traveled a lot overseas, internationally, and Ireland, I have to say, is one of my favorite places. Paul really touched upon the safety and feeling of the people, how warm and wonderful that they are. And being out there for approximately 10 days, like the trip that you're taking, I felt comfortable heading out of the hotel and being able to roam around with a couple of friends. Going to these pubs were pretty spectacular. And like Paul said, Paul Largay, you were able to meet people from different types of whatever it is that they work, different companies, different aspects
walks
of their lives. You know, and it was pretty spectacular, and made some new friends, and to this day I'm still emailing people, which is really the beauty of it. More importantly, the country itself, just being able to see the country, the mountainous areas, it really kind of was eye-opening, because I really had no idea what Ireland was going to be like. Didn't feel the hustle and bustle. I felt relaxed. It was really a nice, pleasant trip, and which is one of the things that you'll be experiencing along with your friends.
Now, during May, we're going to be there the middle of May. What should people expect temperature-wise and weather-wise in Ireland?
Paul, do you want me to take that?
Well, absolutely.
Yes.
I mean, you know, I got scolded over the break, Paul. She said, it's exactly as your girlfriend said. You were born with a defect. You don't have an off switch. So she said, let me talk. I said, fine.
So actually, the weather, thanks, Paul, the weather in Ireland at that time is quite comfortable, I have to say. It's going to be in the 60s, and surprisingly enough, sometimes in the month of May, that temperature can spike a bit higher. You know, I always suggest, and it's funny because some of the people that are traveling with you, we've gone over some of the things, what to bring, what to wear. I always suggest layers, and, you know, it's easy to peel off layers and to have have like a light jacket. In the evening, it gets a little bit cooler, but it's quite comfortable because in the summertime, in the heat of the summer, it can be a little uncomfortable. And, you know, so you'll be able to enjoy walking the different towns or going to the different gardens. And when in doubt, you can always buy a wonderful wool sweater if you're interested in something like that in Ireland.
Is there plenty of place for people to go shopping, to buy souvenirs and gifts and things like that?
Well, what's wonderful about that, Paul, is that unlike some of the places in the States where you would go to the mall to go shopping, throughout Ireland, you've got really these quaint craft shops. And as probably people who have already started to investigate it, you know, they are famous for their china and their crystal. I mean, Waterford is sort of the gold standard by which all crystal is known, and they've got fabulous Irish linens. And, of course, you can't forget the Baileys or the Guinness Stout. And Ireland is also known for its fishermen's sweaters, the cable knits. And it's really interesting how the fisherman's sweater came about. Was the wives and the mothers of the fishermen that used to go out for the daily catch used to knit these for their loved ones, and the type of cable knit and stitch was unique to each family, and it sounds a little morbid, and to a certain degree it is, and the reason for that was if any of their loved ones were to fall off the ship, they could identify who it was on the basis of the sweater that they had been knitted, and I can assure you, Paul, none of the people going with you will be lost at sea.
Well, the other thing that's nice about going to Ireland, it's a relatively short flight compared to going to France or other countries. It's a fairly quick flight there, which really does make it a lot easier. If you would like more information on the trip, go to the website, paulparent.com. There's all kinds of information there. Or give Mina a call tomorrow morning. Her phone number is 800-322-9481, and Mina and Paul will talk to you, and they'll tell you a lot more about this.
Can you help me? They gave me this receipt for 10 bags of lime for my lawn.
Sure. Pull your car up here and I'll load it. Trunk or back seat?
Oh, gosh. Those bags are so big. I'm never going to be able to unload all that by myself. And I think that's too much weight for this car. Can't I use something else?
I'm not really sure. You might want to ask that guy over there. His name's Jonathan Green, and I think he just finished giving a seminar on lawn care.
Excuse me, Jonathan Green?
Yes?
Well, I was told that I need 10 bags of lime for my lawn, and it's just too much. Isn't there something else I can use?
There certainly is. My Jonathan Green MagiCal will not only improve your soil's pH, MagiCal also releases trapped nutrients in your soil and contains calcium, which is as important to lawns as it is to our bones.
But how many bags will I need?
Just one bag is equal to 10 bags of ordinary lime.
Oh.
And is less expensive.
Yeah.
Find your nearest dealer at jonathangreen.com.
Are you tired of police, judges, and bureaucrats using traffic tickets and other regulatory traps to trick you out of your hard-earned money? Are you sick of fraudulent bankers rigging mortgages and using the foreclosure process to steal your home? You need to visit bestfreedomtools.com. Act now to get an amazing free catalog and free DVD packed with vital information to give you the upper hand against these so-called authorities. You will learn how to overcome all traffic fines, how to stop judges in their tracks, and how to effectively combat penalty notices of all kinds without paying a penny. All the information you need to regain your health, wealth, and power is yours at bestfreedomtools.com. To get your free catalog and free DVD, call 800-880-9976. That's 800-880-9976. Or visit bestfreedomtools.com now for your free catalog and free DVD. bestfreedomtools.com, giving you the information you need today.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection action so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
It's the winter cold and flu supplement sale at HerbalHealer.com. Take advantage of Herbal Healer Academy's incredible savings on the best cold and flu supplements available. Many of you know elderberry is exceptional against viral infections. Right now, Herbal Healer Academy has elderberry power, regularly priced at $16.95, now incredibly low, at only $10 for 60 vegetarian caps. For children and seniors, our Herbal Healer Academy Flu Away Elderberry Liquid is only $13 for a 4-ounce bottle. Also on super sale, olive leaf capsules, oregano oil plus capsules, and our incredible respirate formula, oregacillin physician strength capsules for your lungs. Normally $34.95, now just $25. Hit the winter specials link at HerbalHealer.com for these cold and flu supplement specials and other on sale products like apple cider vinegar, brain power, and neuro recovery. New customers get a free catalog with your first order. Log on and hit the winter specials now at HerbalHealer.com.
All types of batteries for all types of gadgets. We'll say it again. All types of batteries for all types of gadgets. Electronics, toys, flashlights, computers, accessories, and more are at BatteryStation.com. Whatever type battery you need, alkaline, lithium, gel cell, NiCad, metal hydride, sealed lead acid, and more are at BatteryStation.com. Our homepage gives you quick access to ham, marine, police, fire, and aviation batteries. Plus, choose from our great selection of LED flashlights with no bulb to ever burn out and much longer battery life. Find many top brands, including Streamlight, Pelican, Surefire, Novatek, Gerber, and more at BatteryStation.com. You'll also find the most popular brands of ammunition and watertight cases for storing guns, food, electronics, survival gear, and more at BatteryStation.com. Call 417-257-7799. That's 417-257-7799. You will be surprised when you visit BatteryStation.com.
Good morning, and welcome back to the Paul Parent Gun Club. 800-259-9231. Don, who's up next?
Up next, this is Christine from Dennis, Massachusetts, who has a question about an orange plant.
Christine, good morning, and Happy New Year to you.
Good morning. Happy New Year to you, too. You have a busy morning today.
Yes.
I got a lovely miniature orange tree the night before Christmas. Was loaded with blooms and white buds, smelled beautiful. And in 1 week, I have managed to, almost all the buds and flowers have fallen off. The table looks like it's been snowing on it. What did I do wrong? It didn't come with any instructions.
Okay. Take that plant and put it near a window where it's going to get sun all day. Citrus is a plant that really, the more sun you can give it, the better it's going to grow. So, I think that's going to help a great deal. Did the plant come wrapped in foil, or was it in a plastic pot cover, Christine?
Foil on it. And I did puncture the foil on the bottom. Should I take it off?
Yeah, I would take it off now.
Okay.
The other thing that I'd like to have you do is pull the plant out of the pot and look at the root system. The root system should be a creamy white color. If the root system has gone from creamy white to kind of a brown or a black color, that means that the root system got too much water and it has begun to rot. But what I'm guessing may have happened, the person who bought the plant probably, with the cold weather we had, it's very possible that from the time that they bought it and brought it to you, it could have been chilled. Could have got a little bit of some cold weather on it. And when a plant is chilled like that, it would drop its flowers. So if you keep it warm, you give it plenty of sunshine, go easy on the moisture. Take your index finger, push it in two knuckles. And if it's moist, Christine, leave it alone. You're better off to let it run a little bit on the dry side than keeping it too wet. Okay? I would fertilize it. Now, citrus is a plant that likes an acid soil. So instead of using Miracle-Gro, you're going to use mere acid. And mere acid, it will say, for acid-loving plants. To give you an idea, citrus is acidic-loving plants. Gardenias will do much better with mere acid than they will with Miracle-Gro. And if you could do that every couple of weeks, now that your days are getting longer, the sun is getting to be higher in the sky, the plant will burst the dormant buds during April and May, will make some new growth, and it will replace all of that foliage. But what I would do in April or May, repot it into a new container. If the pot that it's in is a black pot, and the sides of the pot are straight up and down, that's the pot that the plant was grown in. And in Florida, where it probably came from, the soil there is very scarce. So they use bark mulch, they use compost, they use cocoa fiber, they use all kinds of different things to make soil. And unfortunately, that soil tends to dry out a lot faster than real soil. So in April or May, repot it into a container a couple of inches larger and use real dirt, real potting soil. When the threat of frost is over, put it outdoors. Full sun all day, feed it on a monthly basis, and you're going to see that that miniature citrus will make 2 to 3 inches of new growth. In the late summer, early fall, it will make all kinds of new buds, and then it will rebloom for you next year. So to me, it was probably chilled before you got it, because there's no way that you could kill a plant that fast. I mean, you got it at Christmas, and this is the day after New Year's. There's no way that you could have done this unless you let it sit in a sink full of water. So it probably happened either where they bought the plant or in the process of going from the greenhouse to their house to yours. Maybe the car was cold when they put it in. It got chilled. You know, we've had some cold weather in the last week. But the plant will recover. So keep it warm, lots of sun, some additional food, and the plant will bounce right back. And then in the spring, repot it, put it outside. It will be beautiful. Thank you, Christine, and have a good new year. Don, who's up next?
Up next, this is Jim from Springville, Maine, who has a question about lawn care.
Good morning, Jim, and happy new year to you. Hi, Jim.
Hello, this is Jim.
Good morning. Yes, nice and clear, Jim.
Okay, I was away from my phone for a moment. Yeah, just for what it's worth, you're the reason that I get up early on Sundays.
Thank you.
Hey, I have a lawn problem.
Okay.
I bought my house 10 years ago, and at that time, the lawns were very lush to the point of stalling the lawnmower. And over the years, things have deteriorated. The lawns get thinner and thinner. Now I have a lot of bare spots. Some sections are being replaced by moss, also by that ground cover. What is that? Judica, I believe is the name of that. And
right.
I'm at a loss. I've been putting out a lot of lime. I've been fertilizing, but with no success.
Okay. Well, I think the first thing you need to do is you need to make the soil sweeter. So between now and spring, ask around, work, and your neighbors if any of them have a wood stove. And if they have a wood stove, see if they can save you that wood ash. And what you can do is tell them, when you clean out your wood stove, give me a call. I'd love to pick up that wood ash. Bring it to your house and spread it on your lawn in the areas where you have visible moss. And even if there's snow on the ground, just throw it there. As the snow melts, the wood ash will get into the soil, and the freezing and thawing will make it work better. Regular wood ash from a fireplace or a wood stove will change the acidity within a 7 to 10 day period. If you put down lime, it's going to take up to 6 months. So do it faster with the wood ash. Okay? So that's step one. You've got to sweeten the soil to slow down the process of the moss getting thicker and fuller. Now, once the snow is gone, the grass is visible, and you can see the moss, there's a product that you can buy at your local garden center called Moss Out, O-U-T, M-O-S-S-O-U-T. You apply it when the moss is wet. You put it on with your spreader, and it will kill the moss in your lawn very easily. It's not a weed killer. It's just designed to kill the moss. It will not hurt the grass, and it won't hurt the weeds, only the moss. So kill the moss, sweeten the soil, and if you do that, the grass that remains will get thicker, will get fuller, and will fill in those thin spots. Now, a straight fertilizer should go down in mid to late April, early May, to thicken the ground as it warms up, to thicken the grass that's there, and that will help it, again, to fill in those spots. Broadleaf weeds like ajuga, ground ivy, violets. The weed killers don't do a good job when the air is cold. The weeds need to be actively growing. And the best time to kill them is during May. So if in April you can concentrate on lime, killing the moss, fertilizing, then in June, when the weeds in May and June, when they're actively growing, you can use a liquid weed killer. And normally two applications, about 7 to 10 days apart, even 2 weeks apart, will kill it. And Bonide has a product called Weed Beater Ultra. And you would put it in a bottle sprayer, you attach it to your hose, you spray it, and it will kill dandelions within a week, ajuga, ground ivy, and violets, which are really, really tough. You will need two applications about a week or two apart, and they will disappear. Once the weeds go, then there's no competition. The grass will come back in. I do suggest that you do fertilize the lawn after the weeds start to die. Give it a second application, and that will really help to fill in the spots, and you should be in good shape. I feed my lawn twice a year, spring and fall. In your case, spring, early summer, and then again in the fall, and you should be in great shape. But the liquid broadleaf weed killer, Weed Beater Ultra, is the number one selling and what I think is the most effective of all the liquid weed killers. And that way, see, if you buy a bag of weed killer, you have to treat the whole lawn. In your case, the weeds may be confined to one area. So instead of putting pesticides over the whole lawn, put them where the weeds are. Everybody wants you to cut back. You know, don't use it. It's bad for the environment. If you want a good yard, think. Use what you need and only what you need, and don't treat the whole lawn. Just treat where the problem is, and you'll have much better results, and you're using a lot less pesticides, insecticides, or weed killers. Treat the problem and only the problem, and only if you have the problem. Thank you, Jim. We appreciate the phone call. John, who's up next?
Up next, this is Gary from East Kingston, New Hampshire, who has a question about wiltproof and a question about bird food.
Gary, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club, and Happy New Year to you.
Good morning, and thank you, Paul. Two questions quick. Can I do wilt stop on a day like today when it's warm? I did it in October, and if I have the chance to do it, is it going to hurt anything? I can also use warm water. And then second, a couple weeks ago, you talked about a great bird food. I think it was peanut hull or hearts.
Mm-hmm. I'll tell you what, Gary. Wilt proof and wilt stop, this is the perfect day. For those of you that did not put it down in the fall, or if you have some new plants and you want to give it a second dose, a day like today is perfect. It's supposed most of New England is going to be around 50. So if you can put the wilt proof on this morning, early afternoon, to give it a chance to dry, you're going to be in great shape. And Gary, coming up at 9 o'clock, the bird lady is going to be on, and we're going to talk about woodpeckers, and I'll ask her to tell you about this blend of bird feed that she talked about a couple weeks ago. But she's on at 9 o'clock.
And I'd give the world if she could sing.
Visit the best gardens in Ireland with Paul Parent next spring from May 12th to the 21st and see why Ireland is so green and beautiful. Call 800-322-9481. That's 800-322-9481. Or visit paulparent.com and click on the Gardens of Ireland. That's 800-322-9481.
A garden is a friend that you can visit at any time. Gardens require planning and cultivation, and they will yield beauty and joy. This winter, plan out your garden with the new Garden Journal. This is a 3-year journal that has space to record problems like insects, diseases, weather, and new plants. Record what you did to solve the problem and what you used. Also, space to list the plants that you want to try in your garden this year. Lots of graph paper and plant labels included. Go to www.paulparent.com to see the Garden Journal. It will make a great present for your family, friends, birthdays, new homes, or even for yourself. Go to www.paulparent.com and check it out. The cost is $29.95, shipped to you or a friend. I will also autograph it if you want. That's www.paulparent.com, the Garden Journal. It will tell you about last year's problems and help you to prevent them before they begin this year. Are you always guessing about when to water your potted plants or how much you should give them? Are you watering too much or too little? Let's face it, watering can be confusing. So here's an idea. Take the guesswork out of watering. Use Miracle-Gro Moisture Control Potting Mix and never worry about over or underwatering your plants again. Moisture Control Potting Mix contains natural fibers that absorb 33% more water than ordinary soil. It holds water and releases it gradually, only when your plants need it.
Men, take control of your prostate health without the risk of nasty side effects with Prostate Secure. Early detection, regular prostate exams, and PSA tests are a must for men over 40. Listen, if you have symptoms of an enlarged prostate but don't want to take a drug with possible nasty side effects, or if you're over 40, then use Prostate Secure, a natural dietary supplement for men. Prostate Secure is a scientifically formulated blend of clinically significant amounts of natural ingredients. It brings together the most powerful plant sterols like beta-cytosterol and saw palmetto, along with antioxidants such as vitamin D3, resveratrol, and lycopene to support good prostate health, proper urinary flow, function, and more. Check out ProstateSecure.com. Order online and save 10% with promo code SAVE10 or call 1-800-239-9432. That's 800-239-9432. Or visit ProstateSecure.com. Take control of your prostate health naturally with Prostate Secure.
Is it really possible to get out of debt without payment plans or attorneys?
18 years ago, we developed a program that has made thousands debt-free in just 90 days. It's called Zero Debt in 90 Days, and it works for all credit card debt, medical bills, even collection lawsuits.
When I first joined, I was being sued, so I used the program methods
and after filing one piece of paper, the collection lawsuit was dismissed.
With zero debt in 90 days, your success is guaranteed in writing. There is no other program of its kind. Don't be alone when creditors gang up on you. Let our team of experts provide the resources to fight back and stop creditors in only 90 days, guaranteed. Prevent wage garnishments, bank levies, and stop collection calls with our proven program. Call Zero Debt in 90 Days now, 800-477-9256, and ask for free information from an expert who also completed our program. 800-477-9256 or ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. 800-477-9256 or ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com.
Fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Ali-C. Why Ali-C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Ali-C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Ali-C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Ali-C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Ali-C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Ali-C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Ali-C. For more information and to order Ali-C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com for your Ali-C today.
Good morning, and welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. 800-259-9231. Give us a call, and we'll help you with your garden, whether it's indoors or out. That's 800-259-9231. We've been talking about what you should be thinking about for the coming year. Projects that you started that you never finish. And I'm as guilty as you. I started to grow a garden with some espaliered apple trees. I've seen them. I always want to grow them. So I bought the trees. I planted them. Got them established. Got the wire to grow them on. And everything. But never got around in the last 2 years to finishing the process. So that's my New Year's resolution, is to get those apple espaliered trees done. Some of you may have a lawn that you want to fix. Maybe you want to build an arbor or a trellis. Take a New Year's resolution to do a project. Another thing that I'm going to try and strive to do, every year, I want to plant a new vegetable in my garden. Last year, I did artichokes, and they were phenomenal. Big heads, ate a couple, and then enjoyed the flower, because that's what you're eating. You're eating the flower bud of the artichoke. This year, I'm going to grow okra. I like okra. Down south, everybody eats okra. I'm also going to grow some collard greens. Have you ever had collard greens? They taste pretty good. Put a little bit of ham with it. I have to get the recipe because I've had them and they're very good. They're like spinach, but a different taste. Never grew collard greens. I always started with something from the south. But you can grow collard greens in New England. So I'm going to eliminate some of the things that I always grow to make room for these two new vegetables in my garden. In the past, I've tried to grow lobelia. Lobelia is a great annual. It's a vine almost. You put it in a window box, it will cascade down. But the problem that I've had is during July and August, when you get humidity, against powdery mildew. So I haven't done it for a long time. I'm going to try it again. I want to grow a perennial, something I haven't done in a while, hollyhocks. Hollyhocks I love. 5 feet tall, 6 feet tall, beautiful blooms. But in the past, when I've grown hollyhocks, they get rust. And rust is a fungus disease that develops on the underside of the foliage, and it looks like a bump early on. It bursts like a blister. And when it bursts, a rusty gold powder will come out. And when you touch it with the hands, your hands will be stained. And it spreads very, very quickly, going from one leaf to the other. I have to grow hollyhocks and find out, so I can tell you how to stop it. So I want you to try the same thing. Try a different perennial that you've never grown before. Something that you saw in somebody's garden. Try a different annual. If you've always grown impatiens in the shade, try some begonias. There are some beautiful varieties of begonias that you can put in your garden that will bloom all summer. And begonias will take a half a day of sun, shade the rest of the day, and bloom nonstop from May until frost. Some are bulbs. Some are grown from cutting, and some are grown by seed. Try something new. That's what I want your idea of gardening. Say to yourself, I'm going to experiment. I'm going to grow something new in my garden. That way, you're going to learn something new that may help something old that you've had a problem with by trying something new.